Well, if you're a business leader or a wannabe and you're looking for a competitive edge in winning federal contracts, you're going to have that opportunity to meet directly with key purchasing agents from government agencies very soon. The Montgomery County Chamber of Commerce 2010 Congressional Procurement Conference and Expo, long title, is coming to Rockville in May. Joining us to talk about the event is Barbara Ash, Executive Vice President of Montgomery County Chamber of Commerce, and Michael Bolds, the President of the Mountaintop Marketing Group and a member of the Montgomery County, Maryland Chamber of Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. And we welcome you both. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Okay, so tell us about this expo. What's going to be there and where does it take place and what hours are it? Give us the background.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Next Wednesday, May 5th, Congressman Van Hollen, who serves as our honorary chair at the conference, will open up at 8 a.m. and welcome 14 federal agencies and six large prime contractors and industry experts to help connect businesses to procurement opportunities.
Now, this is the second time you have done this, and you must have got pretty good results from the first time around.
Well, actually, it's probably more than two.
Oh,
right?
It is. This is our eighth year that we've been doing this. So
you really, really like the results you get.
Absolutely. Actually, last year we had nearly 1,000 participants. So folks really got some great information and definitely furthered some of the contracting goals.
So when you say that they can meet actual people who are doing the purchasing, this is state, local government, federal government as well. So do people come away with an idea of what they can bid on or how they get involved in the process or what's available for them at the conference?
Well, I think one of the most unique things about our particular conference, this Congressional Procurement Conference, is the fact that we actually do have contracting officers. We have contracting officers. We have program managers. One of the attendees is the contracting officer for the Eagle II contract vehicle from DHS, procurement vehicle, who folks would likely never have an opportunity to have any form of contact with. So there's a great opportunity to get some additional information, get some additional insight. We have several other attendees from DHS as well. The other agencies are kind of the same lineup where we have actual contracting officers and program folks.
And of the companies that show up, you must get a range of experience in dealing with the federal government. I imagine there's some really newbies that don't even know where the front door is. And how do you help them?
Well, in the morning, we have 36 workshops that will connect you to not only acquisition and program managers and procurement opportunities, but we also have informational workshops for those who want to fine-tune their procurement pursuits and get a better understanding on how to be successful as government contractors. So over the course of 9 to 12:30, there are 36 different workshops to address those needs.
Well, this is wonderful stuff. I mean, clearly companies must really jump through hoops in order to get the opportunity to talk to a contracting officer. Do you ever track how it progresses from the meetings that you hold to actual, contracts for people?
We do. We actually have a survey, and we encourage those to also get back to us with their success stories. And they're actually on our website from last year where we've been able to, track that success. But the key to any success is access to information, people, and opportunities.
And actually, I think that works on both sides of the house. Not only are the businesses gaining a great deal of insight, but also the government executives themselves. And I think it speaks volumes that our lineup is represented by these contracting officers, program managers, who continually come back because they're actually finding those businesses that they feel can be successful for the agencies.
So give us an idea of who's going to be there. From the federal government, who might we see?
Well, I'm very excited to have Glenda Barfell, who's Director of Acquisitions and Grants for FDA, and she's bringing her entire team with grants and acquisitions. So we're very excited about that. At DHS, we have Soraya Carrera, who's the Director of DHS Office of Procurement and Operations, and she's bringing, as Michael mentioned, the Eagle III Program Manager. We have Cecilia Royster at NIST, who's Deputy Division Chief. We have four ODSDBU directors, as well as Mauricio Vera, who is the chair of the ODSDBU Council this year and a strong advocate for business opportunities.
The ODSDBU Council?
ODSDBU.
Office of Small and Disadvantaged Business Utilization.
Boy, I've been following this for a long time, and I can't
That's
say I've ever
first.
Heard that acronym actually pronounced as a word. We're speaking with Barbara Ash. She's Executive Vice President of the Montgomery County Chamber of Commerce, and Michael Bolds, President of the Mountaintop Marketing Group, and he's a member of the Board of Directors of the Montgomery County Chamber of Commerce. And I guess part of the issue here is that when you think of government contracting, people tend to think of D.C. and Northern Virginia. And often Maryland is kind of not thought of as part of the equation, but there's a lot of federal offices, more than people realize, in Maryland, plus a lot of contractors here. Can you give us some idea of what the numbers look like?
Sure. It's a huge part of our regional economy, but actually in Montgomery County, we're second in the nation for small businesses that procure to the federal government. So it's not only a big part of our regional economy, but very much so in Montgomery County. This conference will pull regionally, and we actually have hotel information. We have folks coming in from all over the country to have this type of opportunity. And I just wanted to mention as well that after the workshops end at 12:30, we open up to a full expo. And all of those agencies that were hosting workshops will then be in the expo to continue their outreach with the business community.
And so this will take place on Wednesday, May 5th. It's at the universities at Shady Grove, 9630 Gudufsky Drive in Rockville, Maryland. People can still register, I take it?
Correct.
And is there a special appearance by the congressman today, since he is the honorary chair of this?
Of course. Chris is always there, and he's looking forward to meeting everyone.
All right. So that'll be Congressman Chris Van Hollen, as well as the many exhibitors. 84, I believe?
We have 84 exhibits, and then we have 36 workshops and 14 federal agencies participating, as well as six prime contractors. I mean, we had the head of procurement, John Zakir from Lockheed Martin, will be there, as well as L3. We have Clark Construction, Hughes Network Systems, IBM. Many times your access to government procurement is through teaming with a prime.
Yeah, I was going to say a lot of the small businesses are just as interested in meeting with those folks as they are directly with the federal agencies.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. We wish you luck on the conference and on the workshops, and maybe we'll stop by ourselves to take a look.
We'd love to have you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and for your support as well.